KRKX 93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing our best to support local artists, local musicians, singer-songwriters, and we have J.W. McFarlane in the studio with us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Yeah, I know voice warming up is tough at this hour for any musician, but we appreciate you coming on the morning show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tonight, you have a show at Marine Room. We'll talk about that a lot, but it's the Singer-Songwriter Showcase.
That's right.
Do you play that often?
I have never played it. It's my first time, although I know Beth Fichet, who hosts the evening every Tuesday night at the Marine Room, and no, this is my first go-around there.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Marine Room, very good at having a lot of live local music all the time, and it draws quite a crowd, so I'm sure you'll have an excellent time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, cool. Your CD, Voices in the Attic, came out when?
A couple of years ago.
Okay.
And on the Randolph Productions label. This is a label out of Irvine, California. Randy Ray is the president of Randolph. And spotted me at a local venue. We ended up having a long conversation about putting out some original music and turned it into a record deal.
Wow, that's amazing. So were you doing covers and stuff at the time?
Or? I was doing some of the work I was doing when Randy first heard me was cover music, sure.
Right.
And I played him, of course, some of the things that I had done with some of my mates, Richard Berdice from the group Missiles of October.
Yeah.
And Richard was the engineer, primary engineer, and player on some of the tracks that you'll hear this morning.
You must know Paul Peterson then, too.
I know Paul well. And Frank Cottonola was the gentleman who plays drums, of course, with the Missiles and was responsible for playing all the percussion and drums on the Voices record.
Right.
So I'm really proud of that record. I think we made a record that really spans a wide range of genres, blues, folk, rock, you name it. There's even a bluegrass tune on the record. So
cool.
And with some really fine players, Greg Leese, who's out working, I believe, currently with Joni Mitchell. He's on the record as well. So we've got some great players on the.
Did you not expect to do a record at some point in your career if you were just kind of doing the bar, you know?
Well,
thing?
You know, when one looks at my career in music, I had a record deal back in the 70s with Warner Tamerlane, a publishing deal, and as a singer-songwriter, you're always hoping that something either resonates with another artist that's on top of the game at that point in time, or they look at you as the artist. And I worked back in the 70s with a gentleman named Roy Freeland, who's gone on to become a screenwriter for Sony Pictures. By the way, he has a movie coming out starring Forrest Whitaker and Kate Beckinsale.
Cool.
And he's up in Los Angeles doing the screenwriter thing now. And best of luck, Roy. We hope to see that movie out soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen, you know, it seems like you've done this for a long time.
I have.
And now maybe perhaps you're getting the payoff that you wanted or something along those lines?
My payoff, huh? The payoff's the music, you know.
Right.
I think you do this, obviously, it's been said so many times, you don't do this for the money.
Sure.
You would do it for free, most probably, you know, music chooses you, as our friend Keith Richards says.
Sure.
And I think that's the way it works most frequently.
Cool. Well, we hope to play a live song here in a minute. Jerry has his guitar in hand, and we were wrapping out some acoustic stuff here in a second. We do want to play this song. It is from Voices in the Attic, right?
That's right. I think this is the second cut on the record, and I'm playing some guitar, and Richard Berdice is on this this cut, as well as Frank Cottonola, and I think we even have some of our local talent here from Laguna Beach, Carolyn Miller, singing on this with Sue McGarra Bradice as well. And I even, the day we were doing the record, I recollect even we grabbed Richard's daughter, Marissa, and said, hey, we need a trio of girls. So we ended up calling the trio Use Girls. Come on in here and sing. So the Use Girls are on the record as well.
Where did you record it?
This is done at the Bradice Woodland Studios, which is a wonderful place to make a record. I can't tell you, if you're an original artist, if you're looking to do commercials, if you're looking to do anything with regard to TV and movies, I won't go into the history with Richard and Pat, except to say they're doing, you know, lots of that kind of stuff, TV, movies, radio stuff. High quality work is coming out of that studio. It's over near the Spectrum.
Okay.
And Pat Woodland and Richard Berdice, B-R-E-D-I-C-E, Berdice. And If you have any questions about it, please call the station here, and I'll make sure that the station knows how to contact the guys at the studio.
Great. Okay. Again, J.W. McFarlane in studio with us. He is playing a show tonight, the Singer-Songwriter Showcase, which happens every Tuesday night at Marbar downtown. And this is a cut from his album Voices in the Attic. It's called All I Want on KX93.5.
I don't want your money or your fancy car. I don't want your picture hanging on the wall. I don't want your promise you'll be home by dark. All I want is your sweet. And be the man in your heart. Go on and play with your parsley, about your white limousine, on your paparazzi, rubbing round at your feet. I don't want you waving hello and goodbye.
KX93.5 is the member-supported community radio station of Laguna Beach, California. You can show your support for our station in two ways. Go to kx935.com and click support to become a valued KX935 member. Your tax-deductible donation will get you a t-shirt, stickers, and a CD, and even a private in-studio acoustic session with some of your favorite bands. Or if you're a business owner, you can support KX935 through tax-deductible underwriting messages. Learn more at kx935.com.
This set of music is brought to you by your local luxury property specialist, Chris Guziak, of Tellus Properties in downtown Laguna. For information on the Laguna Beach real estate market, GuziakGroup.com.
KX 93.5 would like to welcome our sponsor, Ritual Yoga Arts.
Ritual Yoga Arts, located in the heart of Laguna Beach at 1390 South Coast Highway. Ritual Yoga Arts offers a full schedule of yoga and Pilates classes in the morning and evening. Ritual Yoga Arts carries yoga gear from lines such as Tiki, Spiritual Gangster, Manduka, and Beyond Yoga. Ritual Yoga Arts, the soul of yoga in Laguna Beach. RitualYogaArts.com.
Yes, as always, thank you to our supporters and underwriters of KX 93.5, nonprofit commercial or non-commercial rather radio here in Laguna Beach, California. JW McFarland in studio with us playing the Singer-Songwriter Showcase. That's hard to say three times. Singer-Songwriter
Especially
Showcase.
Early.
Yeah, right? It is in fact early. Singer-Songwriter Showcase at Marine Room tonight. What time does the show start? Do you know offhand?
The show begins about 7 o'clock, although I probably won't be going on till nearer 9, but there's going to be a couple of other performers. There's a terrific blues harmonica player that's going to be opening up the show,
cool.
And then a band will follow. If I wouldn't be doing justice to the other performers if I tried to remember their names.
Okay.
They're terrific. I've seen
them
both.
We'll find them online and,
yes,
and give
please.
Them a little plug here in a moment.
But the Marine Room does this Singer-Songwriter Showcase. Beth hosts it most frequently every Tuesday night, the Marine Room. So you really have an opportunity to see both young and older artists here.
You use your adjective older carefully.
Yes, absolutely.
To not short sell yourself. Okay, great. So give us a little intro to what we're going to do live now acoustically.
Well, this song, the genesis of this song was when Kaylee Anthony went missing. And for many, many months, you know, there was this search for this little girl, and it's kind of self-explanatory, but it's a story about a parent walking into their daughter's room and seeing pictures of her and the like. So this one is called Lay Peaceful in Your Bed.
There's a picture on the vanity of you at 17, the flower in your long blonde hair smiling back at me, the bright red scarf around your neck blowing in the breeze. Whatever happened to you, Kaylee? It's a mystery to me. Oh, a mystery. There's a coat hanging in the closet from when you were last here. A note upon the nightstand where your letters once appeared. And the echo of your presence still lingers in the room. Whatever happened to you, Kaylee? You vanished all too soon. Oh, you vanished all too soon. Shadows of your image remain here in this place. Familiar still the pictures of a life so full of grace. Guess we'll never know the answer, or your spirit's laid to rest. Whatever happened to you, walls could speak, they'd tell me where to search and find your smile. But I'll never know just where you went or what the reason why. There's a missing space for all of us, unfinished work left to do. Whatever happened to you, Kaylee? You vanished all too soon. Oh, you vanished all. Vanished all too soon.
Wow, yeah, powerful stuff right there, man. That's great though. What singer-songwriter abilities you have? That was really cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We were talking about how you just can't help but be affected by things in the news, even the saddest of stories, which inspires you to write stuff. Is that a lot of your material?
Well, certainly you have to. I'm 61 years old. I've been at this songwriting game a long, long time, and I think the first thing that, you know, the strongest human emotion is love, and so you write love songs. And my first record deal back in the 70s, of course, you're writing. This is when the Eagles were really, you know, very strong, and lots of that kind of music, story songs, great songwriting. And you kind of want to be successful, of course, and so you follow the songs of the day, and you say, well, I'm going to try to do the Eagles better than the Eagles, and of course you can't do that.
Right.
You know, you have to follow your own muse. I think that writing love songs is kind of the first thing you do, you know? But after you do that for a period of time, you start trying to think about other things that are important to you, you know? And the news, of course, you can't write this stuff. I mean, you know, if anybody said, you know, why don't you think this one up? Of course, you couldn't. The news is ripe with material. I recall recently putting a post on my Facebook having to do with assault rifles, and I couldn't believe the visceral response.
I mean, it's been crazy on Facebook about that stuff right now. Yeah,
I had so many people, you know, in support of what I said, and quite frankly, a few that were very opposed to any kind of controls. But you know, the issue there is really, do you put your stuff out there in a political way or make a statement? I think we as artists, you know, you want to say something, and you want to say something you believe in.
Right.
And so
there's no more powerful way to do it than in a song.
I don't think one can capture, you know, the essence of a feeling, a topic, any better than when it's stated well in tune.
Absolutely. I think that's great. Again, J.W. McFarlane in studio playing a show tonight, the Singer-Songwriter Showcase at Marine Room downtown. We will do another thing live here in a second if you're ready. I want to also mention your Laguna Beach heritage. You've lived here in and out of here for a long time.
And I did, yeah.
Played shows here a lot. What does it mean as an artist to be inspired by this town?
Well, Laguna Beach, you know, wow. When I think of Laguna Beach, I mean, of course, back in the 70s, we had so many great performers, and many of them still here performing. Of course, tonight at the Songwriter Showcase, Beth Vishay was one of the great singer-songwriters from the group Honk.
Right.
And many people, of course, that are still here in town remember what a wonderful band they were and still are. You know, once in a while, they'll still do shows locally, and look for that in the newspaper, by the way. But Richard Steckel and Steve Wood and some of the folks from the Honk band still here in town, still making great music. I'd like to plug a couple of people that are out there.
Sure,
I mean,
feel
of
free.
Course, you know, Karen Benson is a mate of mine, and Karen, a local singer from Laguna Beach, spent 40 years here. My best wishes go out to her this morning. She and I are doing what we call the American Songbook right now. Lots of Hoagy Carmichael, lots of tunes from that 30s, 40s era, jazzy stuff. And look for Karen and I to be doing some of that stuff around town.
Very diverse talent and repertoire you have in your songwriting.
Well, you know, when you're writing your own material, it's not every day that you have an opportunity like tonight with Beth to be able to go in and play your own stuff. And I just look forward to this evening, and any of my mates that are, you know, from North Orange County. I know it's a bit of a drive through the canyon on a Tuesday evening, but please come on out. I promise it's going to be a good show. We're going to rock them hard.
Cool. Well, let's give them another taste of what's going to go on tonight at Marine Room. J.W. McFarlane in studio right now.
This is a song that started out with me thinking about what people are going to say about you when you're gone. One of these days, I'll be in the ground, pushing up daisies all around. Friends and family out on the lawn, I hope they say nice things about me when I'm gone. On that day, some heaven song might summon me to come along.
What should I miss that train and get bad news? I could be walking on hot coals without shoes. Now say nice things about me when I'm gone. Twist the truth a bit, you won't be wrong. You lived a good old life, that's true, with a minor flaw or two. Well, I'm a part of this old world till I'm taken to my resting place, unfurled, laid out smiling for all to view. So you could say nice things about me if you choose, but till St. Peter, he lets me in, I'll just live my life free of sin and do the best to be the friend you can say nice things about in the end. Say nice things about me when I'm gone. Twist the truth a bit, you won't be wrong. Lou was a good old boy, that's true, with a minor flaw or two. Take it, boys.
Great stuff. I love stripping it down acoustically. I mean, I'm sure it sounds different when you do it live in a show, but it's so cool to hear just the raw emotion and acoustic of your stuff. It's
I'm
really
glad
cool.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you. Again, J.W. McFarlane, show tonight at Marine Room. He'll go on around 9:30. Plenty of great artists to enjoy from 7 to 11 or whatever, however long the show goes. So please support local music, especially local artists here in Laguna Beach, and support J.W. tonight at the show. We appreciate you so much coming on this morning with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And to all my mates out there, thank you for listening.
Cool. We will indeed podcast online, kx935.com. Again, J.W. McFarlane, thank you so much as we move into the doors. Well, she's